Over the past week, the U.S. and scores of other nations have cut Russia off from much of the global economy in retaliation for its invasion of Ukraine. Now, investigators are planning strikes on Russian finances hidden here in the United States. Jeff Bennett has more.
Experts say Russian oligarchs launder billions of dollars through the U.S., stashed in swanky apartment purchases, shell companies, and cryptocurrency holdings. Here's how President Biden announced the coming crackdown on those financial dealings in Tuesday's State of the Union address.
We're joining with European allies to find and seize their yachts, their luxury apartments, their private jets. We're coming for you, ill-begotten gains.
For more on all this, I'm joined by Lisa Monaco. She's the Deputy Attorney General, and she's leading the task force dubbed Klepto Capture. Welcome to the NewsHour. And I want to start with the news today that the U.S. announced that it's targeting additional Russian elites and their family members who continue to support Vladimir Putin. Russian oligarchs, as you know, they're able to cloak their true identities as owners by creating shell companies and by benefiting from major disclosure loopholes and things like private equity and luxury goods. So how will this new task force disentangle that?
Well, Jeff, what we're doing with this new task force, Klepto Capture, is bringing together all the expertise that we have in the Department of Justice, and importantly, working across the federal government with other experts from the Department of Homeland Security, from the IRS, as well as with our own FBI and Marshals Service and agents and prosecutors and analysts here in the Department of Justice who are expert in enforcing sanctions and going after the type of money laundering activity that you just mentioned. These are experts who are well-versed in tracing through very Byzantine ways and using sophisticated methods to trace the activities of criminals, including oligarchs, who seek to hide their ill-gotten gains in the purchase of many luxury goods. So what you're seeing with this task force is a commitment by the Department of Justice working across the government to go after these oligarchs, go after these cronies, and to say, if you are using your proceeds, if you are going and engaging in money laundering, evading sanctions to buy that jet, to purchase that yacht, to have that luxury apartment, we're going to go after you and we're going to freeze using this new sanction tool that you announced, and then seize using our own law enforcement authorities.
What's the estimated value of capital held in the U.S. by these Russian oligarchs, and how much could feasibly be targeted?
Well, I think it's a very good question, Jeff, and one of the things we hope to do with this task force, and we intend to do with this task force, is get a much truer picture of that. I've seen lots of estimates of the wealth that oligarchs are hiding both here and in the countries of our allies and partners. That's why we're joining forces with our partners in the UK, with our partners in Europe and across the globe, using these unprecedented sanctions of really unprecedented scope and scale to bring together all of our efforts to both find those assets, and then use these tools to seize them.
And this isn't the first time that the U.S. has targeted Russian assets. Oligarchs, you know, they proved quite capable of shielding their holdings after sanctions followed Russia's 2014 invasion of Crimea. So what do you say to people who might see this effort as more messaging than being something substantive?
Well, look, Jeff, I think we have a long history and we've got lots of expertise in the department as well as across the government in going after these types of money laundered funds and going after criminals who seek to shield their activity. What you're seeing that's different in this task force is bringing all of that expertise together, working with our international partners, working across the government with a singular focus on the oligarchs and cronies of Putin who are seeking to bolster Putin's and Russia's unwarranted and unprovoked aggression in the Ukraine.
While we have you, I want to ask you about some news that broke overnight from the January 6th committee, because they said in a court filing there's enough evidence to suggest that Donald Trump might have engaged in a criminal conspiracy as he attempted to overturn the results of the 2020 election that he lost. And Congressman Adam Schiff, who you know sits on that committee, he says that the Justice Department should not wait for a criminal referral to act. And so the question is the filing itself from this committee enough evidence of potential illegality for the DOJ to act, or does the committee need to make a formal criminal referral on this matter?
Well, Jeff, look, I saw that news and I've seen that filing. I can't say anything more on this other than what the Attorney General has best said, which is we are going to follow the facts and the law in what is the most wide-ranging and complex investigation into the events of January 6th that the department has ever undertaken. And we are going to do so regardless of where the facts take us, regardless of what level, we're going to follow the facts wherever they lead.
Could some of the details released by the January 6th committee end up hindering DOJ's investigations and potential, you know, criminal cases in any significant way?
We're going to follow those facts wherever they come from. And the information that's being made available by the committee can certainly add to the picture, but it's far from an exclusive source.
And more than a month ago, you said on CNN that the DOJ is considering charges surrounding the fraudulent slates of electors. How close is the Justice Department to making a decision on that?
Well, Jeff, what I indicated is that we'd receive referrals from a number of states. We have those. We are engaged in reviewing those, and we're not. I can't say anything more on ongoing investigations.
Yeah. Understanding that you are limited in what you can say about any potential investigation, I want to ask you about what do you make of the criticism from some on the left who say that Attorney General Merrick Garland isn't moving quickly enough, given all of the evidence that exists of alleged fraudulent and or criminal activity on the part of the former president and his allies?
Well, Jeff, look, I think the Attorney General spoke quite forcefully and quite clearly about this issue in a speech he gave on January 5th in a update he gave to the Department of Justice workforce and more broadly to the public about the activity and the work that we are undertaking here at the department to investigate all of the activities around January 6th. He was quite clear then and quite forceful that we will follow those facts wherever they lead, regardless of at what level and from what direction. There should be no mistake about that.
U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, appreciate your time and your insights this evening.